This is Heritage Broadcasting System, home of truth, freedom, and liberty.
Welcome back to By Yahweh's Design with your host, Pastor Dan. Now, here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome back, everybody. And again, it's the 31st of October, year 2001, Wednesday evening. Our title tonight is The Way Home. Our guest is Yah from Ireland. And the first half, he was describing the conditions in the world and what our people should be doing, which is namely what we say many times on this broadcast, obeying the Father's law. And also giving out the website where you can see his book entitled The Way Home or Face the Fire. Okay, the question, Yah, I had as you were talking, it seems to me, at least in the United States and Canada, that there are many believers who try to live according to Yah's law, and yet they feel restrained. How do you see that in light of prophecy? Do you feel there's a restrainer at work against the children of the Most High at this time, and that he'll take that away at some time in the near future?
Really, the people have to decide to do that for themselves. There has to come a point where the people say enough is enough, and then that they take action. And that's why I sent out the Proclamation of Liberty, knowing that we're at the end and that things are going to rapidly deteriorate, which they have since I came on your show last. I mean, we've had the World Trade Center attack, and now we've got this endless war that's been declared on terrorism. You know, and I knew that all of these things are going to happen, and that the only way to have prevented it would have been to have done what I said and proclaimed liberty and stopped these people. We know that the people that do the legislating, they're only puppets for the New World Order. But we know that all of these people, we know what they have planned. I mean, they're going to kill millions, thousands and millions of people. They want to cut down the world's population, and they want to make it so that, you know, they rule everything and they own everything, and then the few people that they keep alive are going to be their slaves. So these people are planning on killing thousands and millions of people, and everybody's sitting back and letting them do it. And nobody is doing anything to stop them. I mean, I sent out, I said, come on, people, you have to keep God's law. I couldn't make it any plainer than I did in that last broadcast. I said, you know, Father has told you at the end of the Old Testament, in Malachi chapter 4, he said that if you don't return to keeping his laws, his statutes, his judgments, he's going to burn all of you up to a cinder, to ashes, and there'll be nothing left of any of you. So, I mean, there isn't a nice way to tell people that, but they have to be told. But everybody's sitting back, and they're doing nothing. And these people, I mean, you've only got to listen, you know, read the emails on the email list. Everybody seems to know about the blue list and the red list, and they know what the New World Order have it planned for them. And if you read the scriptures about, oh, I've already quoted, that a third of mankind is going to die just from the pollution created by the war, that's 2,000 million people are going to be killed. And you've got 537 legislators who are laughing at everybody, and they're making up illegal legislation as fast as they possibly can and grinning about it, and everybody's sitting back and doing nothing, knowing what they've got planned. I mean, what will it take to motivate the people and get them off the backsides and get them to stop these people from making up these illegal laws and going ahead with their plans to kill thousands of millions of people? Under the law, the people who legislate are committing a capital offense against God. And the penalty in God's law is execution for these people. But also within the law, it says that the people have to carry out the law. The people have to enforce the law, which means that, unfortunately, you are the people. You're going to have to get off above your backsides and physically stop these people from carrying out their plans. Otherwise, they're going to carry them out and you're all going to die. I mean, there isn't a nice way of saying that, but, you know, you have to hear it. Now, if you don't do something about it, then in God's eyes, you deserve what you get. So, the people in America and Canada are the only people out of the 10 lost tribes of Israel who've got any weapons, because every other one of the countries has been disarmed long ago. And if you sit back, they've already this week, they've already taken away the Fourth Amendment. You know, it's not going to take them long to take away the Second Amendment. And then when you've got no guns, how are you going to defend yourself? So, I don't know if that answers your question. If it does, I don't know if it answers you in the way that you wanted to hear, but, you know, sometimes the truth has to be spoken, and whether people like it or not, they have to hear it, because at the end of the day, they'll say, well, what, you know, why didn't somebody tell us? Well, I've been telling everybody, and nobody's taking any notice.
I agree with you, Yah, and I don't disagree at all, and you did answer the question. It's a tough thing, and people need to be told the truth, whether they like it or not. I've got another question for you. Many people tell me that everything is preordained and it's going to go a certain way whether they do anything or not. What do you tell people that tell you that?
Well, it tells us that all of the prophecies will be fulfilled in exact and minute detail. You must know this yourself, that two-thirds of the Bible is prophecy. 99.9% of which has already been fulfilled in exact and minute detail. And only a fool looking at that track record would think that the last 0.1% will not also be fulfilled in exact and minute detail. So we know that these things are going to happen, and we know that there will only be the elect who will survive. And what really needs to happen now is that those people who want to survive have to learn how to survive. And the rest of the people won't. And that's why I wrote the book, and that's why, you know, you've read the book, you know what it's about. And I was hoping that over the weeks since you had it, that somebody would have done a book review on it and recommended it to the listeners, and then I could have come on, we could have discussed things. But unfortunately, that hasn't happened. But out of the people who are listening, those of you who don't want to be a victim of this had better learn how to do God's will and how to survive, which means that you need to get the survival plan. And I'm not a salesman. I'm not trying to make money out of this. I don't make money out of these books. In fact, I've been running a great loss ever since I started in this. But you will need to, but I can't afford to print these books unless I get help from the people, and the people order the books. I can't go to a printer and say, look, well, I want to give all these books away. Will you print them me for free and give them to me so I can give them away? Oh, and by the way, at the same time, can you get the post office to post them for free as well? You know, so people have to, they have to pay the cost of the books, the cost of the printing and the cost of the postage, all of the rest of it. And if I'm lucky, I might break even, but that's very unlikely. But it is going to happen. I mean, it's gone so far now, and the apathy that I see, you know, because I told everybody what to do. I told them what God has said in the Bible, what they need to do. I've reminded them of it. That's my job. And people have said, yeah, we agree with you, fine, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're all sitting back waiting for somebody else to do it for them. Well, I'm afraid that won't work, because everybody's doing that, which means that nobody's going to do it, and if nobody does it, it won't get done. So those of you that don't want to be victims had better send for the survival plan and at least learn how to survive if you're not willing to stand up and fight and stop these people. And that's really the best advice I can give you on that score. There won't be many people that are going to survive. It says in Revelations that there'll be 144,000. And 144,000 out of 6,000 million people is not good odds. So really, you need to start studying the survival plan as soon as possible and as hard as possible to make sure that you're one of the 144,000. And of course, the people who are going to be the 144,000 are the very people who will send for the book, and they will study it, and they will do what it says, and consequently they will survive. And all the other people, they won't bother to send for the book, and they won't do as they're supposed to, and they won't survive. And that's exactly the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's written in scripture, that's the way it's written in prophecy, and that's exactly the way it will work out, because the prophecies always come true in exact and minute detail. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's pretty specific. Well, I would highly recommend people order the book also, and I haven't given up trying to find a publisher here. I know it's been taking an awful long time, but I'm still working on that.
Well, look, Daniel, I appreciate that, and that's great, and you know that I appreciate what you're trying to do, okay? But if we can talk to the people who are listening now, they could help us to make this easy, because if they all sent in for a copy of the book and they sent in the money for the book, that would allow us then to have enough money to go to a printer, because the printer has a minimum order of at least 500 or maybe 1,000 books to make it worth their while doing the job. Now, we can't afford to go to a printer and say, well, you know, print us 1,000 copies of the book, because we don't have the funds. So the people who are listening to the show, if they were to send an order for a copy of the book and send the funds and give us a little time just to, you know, to get the books printed, all the artwork's done, everything could go into production immediately once we have a minimum order. So that's the reason that I asked you if, you know, perhaps somebody would have done a book review. Maybe Jack Lamb would even have enjoyed doing something like that. And to recommend to the people that they send for the book. And then we can afford to get them printed, and then they can phone into the radio station, and, you know, you can handle that on your side of the Atlantic. But do you think that would be the best way to go?
Yeah. I personally, as much as I know about the business, I would think that that would work. I think I can put up something to send out as a miniature book review. I don't professionally do book reviews, but I can certainly put down some of my thoughts having read it.
Yeah.
And you're right. I loved reading it. I won't say that I was 100% in agreement on a couple minor things, but those were very, very minor things, and that's something we can talk about.
You will learn, if you do what the book says, you will learn to agree with them.
Okay. Well, again, they were only minor things anyway,
yeah.
So...
Yeah, I know, because, you know, we have a meeting of minds, I'm sure, on most things.
Absolutely. And I love the part that you said, and I've told many, many people, that to communicate with the Father, it is a form of telepathy, if you want to think of it that way.
Yep.
And I think that's a beautiful way to look at it, because you are. It's a communication with the Father, and all of his children today, that's a vital thing that they need to do.
Without that, they will not survive, because they will not learn from him how they have to be. They will not know, he will not be able to tell them where they have to be and when they have to be there in order for him to be able to protect them and for them to survive. They need to learn to communicate with him so that he can guide them all day, every day, personally, and keep them safe from harm. If
there's
they don't do that, then they're going to be in big trouble.
I agree. Now, there's a lot of people that say that we need to unite into communities of believers. Do you have any thoughts along that line?
I didn't quite catch it. The line's still breaking up a little bit. Something about uniting.
Yeah, many people have contacted me that they would like to get together in smaller communities all over America and Canada, in small communities of believers. Do you have any thoughts along that line?
Eventually, they're all going to have to, if they want to survive, they're all going to have to leave America and Canada. Because it says quite clearly in the scriptures, in Isaiah, that Father will gather together his sons and daughters from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south, and he will bring them into their own land. and that he will provide for them and defend them, protect them. So people who are sort of, you know, deciding that they're going to stay where they are forever, at this point in time, are making the wrong decision. It says in the New Testament that as the times of Noah will it be, and the times of Sodom and Gomorrah, and it will be that way when the Son of Man is revealed. Okay? Now, I've written an article about this on my website. It's the same address, except at the end, instead of wayad.htm, which is for the book, it's noah.htm, N-O-A-H.htm, which explains about Noah and what the real meaning, the real message that Jesus gave was when he said it will be like the times of Noah. What he was saying was, to put it in a nutshell, is that when I come again, nobody will believe me. Nobody believed Noah. So Jesus was saying, when I come again, nobody will believe me. Just a small number of people will believe me, and they will survive. And 144,000 is a very small number of people in comparison to the population of the world today. But Noah was also told to build a boat and to fit it out for survival. And in order to be able to get to the place where you'll need to get to be safe, you'll need a boat. Or you will need to get together with friends and collectively get a boat. But you'll need a boat. That's what Noah had. And to fit it out with dried food and a water maker and, you know, wind turbines and whatever you can for survival, a sailboat would be the best thing to do. But all these people who are thinking about building a fortress in small groups in America are wasting their time, because that's not what it says in the scriptures. And you've only got to look at what happened to Waco to know that all you're going to do is make yourself a target. And that's another reason, you know, why if we look at what happened in Pakistan with these Christian people who were in a church and the guys came in with AK-47s and killed 18 of them. Now, it says in the New Testament, Jesus said, don't go to church. Quite plainly, quite clearly, he said, don't go to church. Only hypocrites go to church. He said, when you want to talk to Father, this is how you do it. You go in your closet and you close the door totally on your own. You don't need to speak because he hasn't got any ears. All you need to do is think. Talk to him telepathically. And he will hear you as you're doing it in private, and he will answer you. Now, if those people had been doing what they'd been told to do by Jesus, whom they claim to follow because they say they're Christians, they wouldn't have been in that church and they wouldn't have got shot. So, what you have to do is you have to do not what everybody tells you to do. You have to do what the scriptures tell you to do. You have to do what Jesus said. And you have to do what the prophets said. And not what Tom, Dick and Harry that you might meet. They can be politicians, they can be scientists, they can be priests, they can be the Pope, they can be whoever they like. Just ignore them and do what it says in the scriptures. Because that's the only way that you are going to survive. That, and this is part and parcel of what's explained in the survival plan, which is the book that I've been telling you about. But what we need, Daniel and I need, and what you need, is to help us to get this book published in America, and we can do it ourselves if we have the support of the listeners. And if they are willing to order the book, send the money in. Now, you know they're not going to get ripped off because, you know, we don't do those kind of things. So they have to trust us and send in the money, and then we can go to a printer, we can get the books printed in America, which will cut down on the postage costs and everything else, because posting them from Europe is expensive and very slow. But if we can get them printed at a printer somewhere near Daniel or somewhere convenient, then we can get them sent out through the radio station to all the different people. And then they can start to study it, and then hopefully they will find their way home and they will survive and will not find the fire. I can assure you that nobody but nobody would want to be in the fire. It's not a nice place to be.
Now let me just ask, as in the days of Noah, and he built the ark, and you're saying that we'll need a boat for this one. Now, do you have in mind a particular place as an ending, setting down place for the ark, or is that up in the air right now?
Well, it's all in the scripture, okay, and it's all on my website. It's all explained in minute detail. But, of course, the website's pretty big, and you have to do a lot of reading and studying in order to find all the pearls and make a necklace out of them. But, yes, there is a particular place. It says in the scriptures, in Isaiah, I think it's chapter 33, verse 16, and it says that he will gather the people together to a place of defense, to the fortress of rock. And that's where everybody will have to be. But, of course, they have to be there at the right time. It's no good going there, going off half-cocked and getting there too soon and not making the right plans. But if they learn, if they study the survival plan, they learn to communicate with Father, he will guide them day by day. And he will help them to get the ones he wants to get there. He will help them to find somebody else who's got a boat, who suddenly comes. All these things that people think are coincidences, which are not. They're synchronicities. They're being guided and they will meet. Things will happen and people will end up, the right people will end up in the right place. And they will end up in the right place at the right time, and they will end up there with the right frame of mind, and they will survive. And the rest of the people won't.
Now, Pastor Campbell has a question.
Okay, we have a question from Pastor Campbell. Go ahead, Don.
Well, there was a couple things I'm trying to remember all of the comment on. Now, I thought I was going to be able to interject, and you guys couldn't hear me, so I had to call back in.
Okay.
With regards to the amendments being taken away, yeah?
Yeah.
As soon as he declared national emergency, martial law was instituted, and the Constitution was a history.
Yeah.
It was a memory.
Yeah.
At this point, they're not even using the term terrorist and terrorism. They are using the phrase evildoers. They are already starting to point fingers at those of us in this country that are against their new world order.
Yeah.
Another thing is, Yeshua is the rock. And he can protect us no matter where we are.
Yeah.
He doesn't like, we were in the middle of Egypt when we painted the blood of the Lamb on the doorpost and the death angel passed over us.
Yep.
And if we have his mark, his seal on us, we could be right in the middle of Babylon.
Of course.
And nothing that happens will come near us or our household.
Yeah, but what you've got to do is make sure that you've got the mark.
The what? Oh, well, I know I've got the mark.
Okay, well, just a quick comment, and, you know, being a pastor, you should know it as well, that Isaiah 5, verse 20, it says, "Woe unto those who call good evil, and evil good, and who put darkness for light, and light for darkness." And that's exactly what these people are doing. They are the evil ones, and they are calling other people evil.
Agreed.
Oh, good.
One other thing that you mentioned earlier was about those that are going to be sitting around waiting for other people to do it.
Yep.
Now, there's no middle ground on this one.
No, there isn't.
No,
you're either with it or you're against.
They need to choose sides, and they need to choose sides quickly.
They need to do it, as fast as possible.
Yes,
and once they've done it, they need to never change their mind and never doubt.
No. No. Because the world as we know it is going to get real ugly real quick.
It is going to get worse than it's ever been, and worse than most people can possibly imagine.
I think another thing that he was teaching with regards to Noah's flood, that the flood was not worldwide, so not everybody was destroyed. It was the people in that area.
Well, that's
the important thing was...
That's debatable. Most geologists would disagree with you.
Oh, well, okay.
And I'm not even
But they cannot explain how the races that existed prior to the flood made it through the flood and they weren't on the boat.
Well, that's what they say.
And they can't explain how this Oriental, this Chinese dynasty and this Egyptian dynasty began prior to existed through that flood without a break.
Yeah, but let's stick to what's important because, we can go into that and waste lots of time.
The whole thing was he was trying to tell them for 100 years.
Who
and
was?
Ignored him.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, they haven't got 100 years. I got news for them. They don't have 100 years.
No, they don't have anywhere near 100 years.
No.
They'd be
very fortunate if they have 10.
Yeah. I think by this time next year, possibly even by May, the Zionists in Israel are going to be exposed for who and what they are.
Yeah.
And at that point, everything's going to start turning around because people are going to realize what's been going on and that they've been had.
Yeah. But the thing is that most people, well, maybe not most people, but a lot of people in America, the Patriot Group, the people that listen to this show, they know. And they're doing nothing about it. They're just sitting back. Waiting and waiting. And that's exactly what the Jews did in Germany. They thought, well, they just sat there and, oh, no, it's not really going to happen.
Yeah.
And then it did.
Yeah.
You know? So it's always the same. That's human nature, unfortunately. They're all going to sit there and think, well, if I keep my head down, maybe they'll leave me alone. But they won't.
The sword does not draw blood that day.
Pardon?
Woe unto those whose sword does not draw blood in that day.
Yeah, that's true. The only way to stop this is to do what I said with the Proclamation of Liberty, and that's to get rid of the legislators, make them back down, and make them so afraid of the people and of God that nobody wants to take their place and nobody wants to make up any legislation, and the whole pack of cards, their whole system will collapse.
Do you have an email address, Sean?
Pardon?
Do you have an email address?
An email address, yes, I do. It's JAH Publications, all together, JAH Publications.
Publication.
At aircom.net. That's EIRCOM.
Wait a minute.
EIRCOM.
EIRCOM.
EIRCOM. Aircom. EIRCOM. C-O-M.
M as in Michael?
As in Michael, yes. .net.
.net.
So that's JAH Publications, all together. JAH Publications at aircom.net.
Okay, gentlemen, we're out of time.
Okay.
Thank you, JAH, for being on.
It's been a great pleasure for me, Daniel, speaking to you and to the children again. It'd be nice if I had some good news, but I suppose pre-warned is pre-armed, and at least I'm doing that.
You betcha.
But hopefully they'll send for the book, and then we can get moving and really get things going.
All righty. Take care, and thanks again.
And to you, Daniel. God bless you.
God bless. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Being with you again tomorrow. God bless.
The JAH website is at http://i.am/jah/. Email address jahpublications@eircom.net and jah@givnet.gi.